soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's October 11th, 2009. Today I'm going to speak what I've seen from the Lord, what I've had confirmed by the Holy Spirit. You know, all I want to do as a servant of the Lord, as a son of God, is be faithful to the Lord. And God's told us, if He speaks to us, we're to share. We're to tell others. If He shows us something, we are to relay what He has showed us, if He has indicated so. The time is urgent, ladies and gentlemen. This is time to draw near to the Lord. This is time to seek His face, to hear His voice, to place your emphasis, your value, your time on the Lord. To work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because time is running out. And the kingdom of God is coming in full power, full glory, full authority, with King Jesus Christ executing a rod of iron in the earth. And He will dash in pieces every single enemy of His. Those that have lied about Him, those that have hated Him, those that have cast aside His word, those that have mocked Him, and those that have pretended to love Him, but living their own life. The Lord is full of fury, and He's mixed a cup of this wrath and fury, and He's going to give it to the nations to drink every drop. And this is why the Spirit of God deals with men, convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and leads them to the cross, that point in time of history where Jesus Christ, as an innocent lamb, laid down His life, suffered for the sins of the world, at the hands of religious people and at the hands of political people, denying Him the Prince of Life. It's prophesied before it ever came to pass, and it's been prophesied since it's come to pass, this wonderful event of suffering, the suffering servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Do not trample underfoot His holy blood, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take the holy blood of Jesus Christ carelessly. Repent. God commands every man everywhere to repent. Repent and believe the gospel, and whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Holy Spirit is convicting you, and He's drawing you. And you know man can come unto the Lord except you be drawn and invited by the Father. Has God been dealing with you? Then it's time to seek Him. Regardless of the cost, regardless if people mock you, speak evil of you, and persecute you, rejoice, for all those that come into the kingdom of God go through this. Ladies and gentlemen, the scriptures are coming to pass. In Isaiah 34, verse 1, following, "Come near, you nations, to hear, and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, and His fury against all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. Also their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down as a leaf falls from the vine, and as fruit falling from a fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Edom and on the people of my curse for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Edom." Verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of the recompense for the cause of Zion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard for people to believe that God has wrath and anger, because he is love. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's why God is full with fury, because of the cost that he gave so freely. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were without strength, he died for us. But if we're going to insist on living our own life, following Satan, the devil, refusing the instruction from the scripture, from the example of others that have gone before us and failed, and gone in rebellion, then we will drink the wrath of God. It is not God's will that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance and believe on Jesus Christ and come and enter into his kingdom and come to the table, the banquet of the Lord that he's prepared for us. Even Jesus Christ himself will gird himself and feed his servants in the coming kingdom. He is the Lord. And the Spirit of God declares he is Lord. He is the Master. He is the King. Ladies and gentlemen, everything will be shaken that can be shaken, not only in the earth, but in the heavens also. And all the things that men have put their trust in, aside from God, will be shaken and dissolved. Even this earth and the heavens will be dissolved in fervent heat, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth. There is a place called hell, or Sheol, the place of the departed dead, where people that have not called on the Lord Jesus Christ and followed him, received this gift by grace through faith, will be cast into this lake of fire that burns perpetually, suffering the vengeance of God, rather than the mercy of the Lord that's rich in Jesus Christ. God has called you to glory and to virtue. God has called you to partake of his godly nature, the divine nature. God has called you to turn away from your sin, turn away from rebellion and the flesh, and to walk in newness of life before him that's pleasing. You can love God. You can love people. But the time is now. Now is the time of salvation. The day is here, ladies and gentlemen. Call upon the Lord. God's servants and his handmaidens are proclaiming the coming of Jesus Christ. You want to be ready for the bridegroom. Have oil in your lamp. Have your garments clean and white, washed in the blood of the Lamb and righteousness of Jesus Christ living through you. This fury is amazing. It's hot and it burns in the bosom of the Lord. And for a long time he has restrained himself and withheld his anger. But even in Isaiah chapter 42, God says, I withheld my anger, I held back, but I will rise up and shout like a woman in travail. Psalm 37, I encourage you to read this entire psalm, because God's going to deal with the wicked. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to path. The psalm is full of instruction of the Lord. And God promises that his lambs, his ones that love him and wait on him and trust in him, will inherit the earth. Verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright behavior. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The end of the wicked is at hand, ladies and gentlemen. But the salvation of the Lord is also at hand. What cup will you drink? What cup will you drink? I'm very aware over the last few days the Lord's been showing me that the judgments that are coming, we're about to have a great multiple cataclysmic events coming suddenly. And the Lord has likened it to a tsunami. We've already experienced the earthquake, great, figuratively speaking, an earthquake of judgment in the earth that's shaken everything, the economic system. It's already affected the food supply. There's been drought and fires. We have corrupt political systems in the world. We have a one world order being established right now. Freedoms, liberties being taken away. Lies, myths, delusion, illusion is being pervaded as truth. And men's hearts are hardened because of their iniquity. They're sinning against God, going into deeper sin and despair. But ladies and gentlemen, the earthquake has struck. But it's coming as a tsunami, figuratively. When the earthquake takes place and the tectonic plates shift, oftentimes a tectonic plate will drop below and the water of the ocean will rush to fill that void. It's called a drawback. And where the lands, the islands that are at sea level, where they are about to receive this tsunami come upon their land, the water draws back from the shore. And the shoreline recedes and dramatically, and it exposes submerged areas. And unsuspecting people, it's so unusual, so peculiar, the sight, unless they know what it is, they oftentimes will walk out into that water, not realizing that a massive wave, a tsunami, is coming, rushing into the land, and may kill them. And this is what we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen. After this great earthquake has come, after these judgments upon the world's economies has already taken place, there's a calm. But people don't realize the coming tsunami that will come and ripple across the world. This is the time to go into high ground, ladies and gentlemen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, to call upon him, to be faithful, not to preserve your own life, but to lay it down and to serve him. Be declaring the kingdom. Be where God wants you to be. Be doing what he wants you doing. Be speaking what he wants you speaking. This is the time. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on August 20th, 2015. I'm going to call this message Avalanche. You know, God warns people. If you look in the scripture, look up the word warn or warned and study. See how God calls his servants, his friends that know him to speak on his behalf and to warn people. God warns the wicked and God warns the righteous. Either way, God warns people because God does not want to see people destroyed. He does not want to see people damaged. He wants people to be prepared for what is coming. And it could be many different things. It could be judgments when the people have forsaken the Lord or have refused his voice and have gone astray and drifted from him. And he will call them back in line to walk the straight and narrow way that leads to life. But often the people are a pack in groves, in many that wander, whether they're following blind guides or they're following wolves or hirelings or professional religious people that are damaging them and leading them into destruction. One way or another, people wander from the path and go the broad way, the wide gate that leads to destruction. God warns even the righteous, and let's talk about that. Because you can't control when God says, I'm gonna judge. A line has been passed, and I'm gonna deal with it. But I don't deal with the wicked and the righteous in the same manner, the Lord would say. The Lord knows how to deliver the just, but reserve the wicked into judgment at the same event. And that's profound. Noah is the chief example of that. When God made the earth and he made everything in it and man, and this is when he said in the beginning, it's very good. But it all became corrupted and the devil entered in and sin entered in and death entered in and it was defiled. And God immediately had his son Jesus Christ that was crucified from the beginning of the creation. Isn't that amazing? And the Lord spoke about his son until the appointed time when he appeared with salvation and took upon himself the sins of the world, that as many as would believe on him could escape judgment and have eternal life. Praise the Lord. That's the good news. When wickedness and the thoughts of men, their thoughts were only evil continually, the Lord was grieved that he made man. That is tragic. And he knew what he was going to have to do. Because God's a gardener. God sees the tares and the weeds and they're overgrowing. He's going to have to burn it and destroy it. And God warned Noah about things not seen as yet. And he moved with fear and prepared the ark to the saving of his household. That's Hebrews 11:7. By faith, God warned Noah about things not seen. It was never had rained before. It was a new event when God broke up the waters, the firmament, above and below, and the flood came. But God ordained an ark for Noah, and God was patient while the ark was preparing. This is in the scriptures. God endured the wickedness because of Noah and his family. For 8 souls, God put up with that. Vexation of his heart and his mind for Noah to be saved. And when the flood came, it destroyed the wicked, but Noah was saved. That's how you see the power of God in action. Where are you today? Are you on the righteous side, pleasing before the Lord? Are you his friend or are you his foe? Ponder. Make sure. Look at the word friend. Because a lot of people think they're God's friend or God is their friend, but the Lord does not view them as his friend. But he did view Abraham as his friend. In James chapter 2, verse 23, listen to this. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. And if you read in John 15, it's quite amazing what Jesus says regarding his friends. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you are my friend. And there's many side benefits. Side benefits? There's many results or that come with being a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Abiding in the love of God, having joy, remaining in you, and being full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I just read today a text that stated that the command of God came from the mouth of the Lord, or his very lips in Proverbs. God is speaking, and when he speaks to you, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Yes, there is scripture, it is written, but the rhema word of God, the spoken word of the Lord, they are in harmony, they're in agreement. They're never opposite, they are identical. And when God speaks to you, he speaks to your conscience, he speaks to your heart. His voice, his sheep know his voice, and they follow his voice and not the voice of strangers. The friends of the Lord are those that believe him, that do what he says. The enemies of the Lord are the adversaries of the Lord that hate him. According to James 4, verse 4, it says, you adulterers and adulteresses, by the way, you're not supposed to be an adulterer or an adulteress or an idolater. Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore shall be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. There you have it. Listen to what Paul says. Paul said in Philippians 3:17 and following, brethren, notice how he relates to the people. He's not a master or overlord. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Paul was an example. His manner of life, his way, the way he handled money, the way he handled giving, the way he sought the Lord, heard from the Lord, was instructed by the Lord, and was humble and meek and broken and sacrificial unto the point of death, obedient as Jesus unto the point of death. That's Paul. He wasn't a hireling. He wasn't a professional religious man. He wasn't schooled by the Pharisees. He chucked all that. He repented of all that. And he was taught by Jesus. Read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Wow. You'd think he's talking about Satan worshipers. You'd think he was talking about Baal worshipers, or Apollos worshipers, or all the myriads of gods and goddesses. But listen to who he's describing is an enemy of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, whose God is their belly. They're driven by the natural man, natural appetites, base things that are abomination to the Lord, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. That's the enemy of the cross, ladies and gentlemen. The adversaries of the Lord in 1 Samuel 2:10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. It's the Messiah. Praise the Lord. The adversaries of the Lord. You're either friend or foe. But regardless, in this hour, the Lord is having warning go forth. And I spoke that this message is called the avalanche. What is an avalanche? An avalanche, also called a snow slide or snow slip, is a rapid flow of snow down a sloping surface. Avalanches are typically triggered in a starting zone from a mechanical failure in the snowpack. When the forces on the snow exceed its strength, but sometimes only with gradually widening slow snow avalanche. You understand? The snowpack is packed. It's heavy. It's in place, but it's starting to slip. and soon it will slide, it will buckle. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. We are in for an avalanche in the earth. We are in for great judgments of fierceness, of awesome events that will stun people's minds. But will people stop and repent and seek the Lord? Few. Few. God sends drought. God sends evil, tyrannical, political leaders. Rights are removed. Oppression is increased. Strangers come in the land. These are common things written in the scripture during times of judgment. Pestilence, crop failure, military failure, debauchery in the social mass of the minds of the people. Corruption, decay, degeneration, pride, arrogance, foolishness. After the initiation of the avalanche, it usually accelerates rapidly and grows in mass and volume as they enter and train more snow, as it gobbles up more snow and more weight and more volume, and becomes very, very profound and dangerous. If the avalanche moves fast enough, some of the snow may mix with the air, forming a powder snow avalanche. Slides of rock or debris behaving in a similar way to snow are also referred to as avalanche. There's different types of avalanche. Do you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? There's destruction coming. Great events are coming. And you've got to be in place in the Lord. You've got to have a right conscience before the Lord. Whether you live or whether you die, you know that you have a conscience before the Lord, that you have eternal life, your sins are forgiven, and you know not a hair on your head will perish. But if you know you're contrary to the Lord, it's time to seek His face. It's time to seek His face, His very intimate person. God says to Moses, I'll speak to you as a man speaks, face to face, person to person. No mediators outside the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him until He may be found. Read Isaiah 55. Forsake your wicked ways. Forsake your evil thoughts. Forsake your love of the world and run to the Lord and repent and find grace while you can. Because the avalanche is coming. And the Lord is warning. He's warning the righteous. He's warning the wicked. He's calling you to attention. He's sounding the alarm. Run for your lives. Run to the Lord. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. This is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on August 20th, 2015. A 4.2 earthquake shakes Colorado and more discussion in San Francisco reported by The Telegraph regarding expectations of a major big one quake for California. Ladies and gentlemen, Barron's reports today that, quote, big stocks are the last hope for the decaying market. These are quotes. The S&P and the NASDAQ more are falling than rising. CNBC reports that U.S. stocks in the Dow Jones dropped 1.1% last night, and they used the word plummet. Commodities are down. Vietnam has devalued their currency for the third time this year. These are the things that are underway. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.